This is Rudy Giuliani back with you on 77 WABC and in New York City. Oh, my goodness. Even with the terrible conditions imposed on us by our non-existent mayor, I still always feel more comfortable in New York City. I don't know. It's a close call between New York City and the swamp. The swamp probably has more more criminals than New York City. I don't think I've ever seen so many criminals as the top echelon of the Democratic Party. Wow. Well, this is your daily reminder. We're now 7 days away from the election of a lifetime. Boy, oh boy. On one side, we've got socialism, anarchy in the streets, a dead cold crook for 30 years, according to his son. We've got a man who thinks he's running against George, somebody. Remember that? Yesterday he was running against George. I really was amazed at his wife's, Dr. Biden's, reaction to it. She like stood there like, well, this is normal for him to think he's running against George. Whoa. Well, you start calling now on the Tunnel to Towers Foundation hotline at 1-800-848-WABC-9222. Help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunneltotowers.org. We've got a very, very interesting show with a very big revelation that will end whatever dispute there may be as to whether or not this is Hunter Biden's drive or comes from the Russians or whatever lies the Democrats are telling you. And I have on the line with me a really, really excellent reporter who knows a great deal about the Chinese Communist Party and has written an article today for the National Pulse entitled Hunter Biden Audio Confesses Partnership with China Spy Chief Joe Biden Named as Criminal Case Witness. Natalie?
Hi, how are you doing?
So you and Raheem, Natalie Winters and Raheem Kassan, wrote this article today, and you want to put it in context, because I have an excerpt from the from what you got off the hard drive.
Sure. I'll contextualize it and provide some of the metadata surrounding this audio file that was found on Hunter Biden's hard drive. So, again, over the past few weeks, we've seen a lot of smoking guns, but we at the National Pulse think that this audio recording is a smoking gun to end all smoking guns. It reveals not only that Hunter Biden admits that he was in business with quote, the Chinese spy chief, but it also talks about how Hunter Biden's longtime business partner and friend and roommate of John Kerry's stepson, Devin Archer, named Hunter Biden and Joe Biden as witnesses in a criminal case in the Southern District of New York. And as you referenced before, this really undercuts the mainstream media's messaging, the Democrats' narrative that this hard drive somehow is Russian disinformation, is a farce. No, it's completely legit. You hear the former vice president's son speaking and admitting to a host of crimes, nothing that's surprising for those of us who've been following this story for a while.
And my understanding, Natalie, is that this is the first of about 3 or 4 hours of audio that possibly he didn't know he was putting in the cloud.
No, in this clip, it's just a minute and 17 seconds. And not only do you have admission to involvement with Chinese Communist Party spy chief, admission that Joe Biden is involved with this crime syndicate. And again, that's 1 minute coming off of what this recording comes from is around a 42-minute recording. For fun, it's titled the, quote, most genius and expletive that starts with the word S recording ever. But there's around 20 recordings that have been found on the hard drive. We at the National Pulse are starting to go through them. We've reported a lot of stuff coming from the hard drive. But again, these audio files prove that this is indeed Hunter Biden's hard drive and that
when they hear on the recording the richest man in the world, $323 billion, and is now missing, who is he referring to?
So that's referencing Ye Jianming, who is right. The founder and chairman of CEFC China Energy, which for your listeners, they might remember, that was just the company covered in that original New York Post story of which Hunter Biden was leveraging Joe Biden's name to get the contract in which Joe Biden was ostensibly referred to as the, quote, big guy. And again, this company is also listed by our own Department of Defense as a collaborator with the Chinese military. So a lot of shady involvement going on there.
And Joe Biden, James Biden, Sarah Biden, and Hunter Biden are all partners with these people.
Exactly. They're all partners with people. As this recording says, you see Ye Jianming, he's now missing. Patrick Ho, the individual, is currently on trial. So dealing with a cast of shady characters.
Well, let's go to the audio tape and listen to Hunter Biden, which should end for all time, whose hard drive this is.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ho, the spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded, and is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me.
Okay, Natalie, why don't you once again take that apart for us?
Sure. So I think that this goes back to what Raheem Kassam and I were discussing yesterday on our show over at the National Pulse. And it's kind of like Medusa's head in the sense that when you think you get something under control, you see a data point, about eight different questions pop up, right? So if you're talking about Eric Schwerin, who's discussed in the beginning of the call, it was revealed that on the day after the 2008 election, Eric Schwerin asked Hunter Biden to get a presidential appointment to join a commission. If you're talking about Patrick Ho, this individual is now indicted by the U.S. government. Or if you're talking about a host of business deals that he discusses, whether it's CEFC China or any of the other Rosemont Seneca Partners procured deals, if that's in the form of BHR Partners, a host of deals that they pursued alongside the Chinese Communist Party. There's a lot to unpack on the hard drive. But this hard drive, as you said, it really is evidence that proves that this is indeed Hunter Biden's hard drive.
Well, it proves it's Hunter Biden's hard drive. It proves that the Bidens were in business with high-level Chinese communists, one of whom was a spy, Patrick Ho, and the other of whom was, among other things, an intelligence operative, as well as a very wealthy man and a member of Chinese organized crime. And there are rumors that he's sitting at the bottom of the Yangtze River right now. But
yeah, it has all the telltale signs of Biden family corruption, a foreign government, typically the Chinese Communist Party, and somehow Joe, in some capacity, whether it's to get meetings or a point of leverage, is involved. I say follow the money and you'll always find Joe Biden at the end of the line, whether you're following the Chinese yuan or the American dollar. The Bidens are a family criminal racket.
Natalie, thank you very, very much for digging this out of the hard drive and doing this story. It takes a lot of courage to do this because you know this is all censored. I mean, you just discovered you just discovered on that hard drive what, for me as a former prosecutor, would be a golden arrow, maybe the fifth, that would convict the Bidens. And the New York Times, I don't know, first of all, they won't cover it. And if they cover it, they'll say that Putin sent it to us. They may be more corrupt than the Bidens. I don't know. But thank you very much, Natalie, and thank Raheem for me. Great job as usual. I mean, this young woman is a genius. I wouldn't want to be in her perspective, Bidens. She's going to get you. And she got you good this time. I know. The crooked media is going to lie and do all kinds of things, but the American people are smart enough to know. Patrick Ho, by the way, when he got arrested, that's the spy, the Chinese spy, that the Bidens were in business with. I emphasize, including Joe Biden, 10% partner. He was getting a lot more. He was actually getting 50%, according to another text from Hunter Biden, which I've read to you three or four times. But Patrick Ho was the spy chief of China in partnership with Joe Biden. What is Joe Biden doing in partnership with the spy chief of China? And should a man who's been in partnership with the spy chief of China become president of the United States? Are we crazy? Well, the New York Times is crazy, and the Washington Post is crazy, and Twitter is crooked, and Facebook is crooked because they're sucking up to China, and NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, they are consumed with such hatred for Donald Trump that they can't see the good of their country. I mean, they don't even care about their country anymore. Hatred has like driven them to imposing Soviet, Chinese, Cuban-style censorship on the United States of America. And for that alone, Biden should be rejected so this never happens again. You know, if Donald Trump is reelected, he will take these tech giants apart. They will no longer be a monopoly. I bet you he exceeds in effectiveness what Teddy Roosevelt did in 1903 and 1904. Teddy? Trump may get a statue in front of the Metropolitan Museum of Art and see if they tear that one down. Coming up, I get to speak with you on Chat with the Mayor. Call me on the Tunnel to Towers Foundation hotline. Great stuff today at 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. Help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunneltotowers.org. That's 1-800-848-9222. My explanation of how the Biden family sold out the United States of America and made millions, 30, 40 million from foreign countries while he was the vice president is on my podcast right now. Visit rudyscommonsense.com or my YouTube channel to watch it. You will see the documents. And now we will put this tape recording on there so we can hear Hunter Biden admit his guilt and his father's guilt. What else do we need? To listen to us on Alexa, simply say, Alexa, enable this 77 WABC skill.
We are New York, talking about what matters to you. Now, it's former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC.
So now I get to do what I enjoy best, although I have to tell you, I was pretty excited about that revelation because I've had this hard drive now for about 10 days. I brought it to the Delaware police so they could deal with the endangerment of children part of it, which they haven't done. We're going to have to deal with that maybe tomorrow. I didn't realize there were these hidden audio tapes. They discovered them this morning, and this is the first one they came out with, saying that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are dealing with a Chinese spy master. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. I know the Democrats want to say that I'm making it up and I'm getting it from Russians. I don't even know any Russians. Phew. Well, let's go to, let's see who we have here. We have Peter in Basking Ridge, New Jersey.
Yes, hello, Mayor. Thank you for everything you did on 9/11.
Well, thank you.
I just have one quick question for you.
Yeah, please.
Can the big tech be considered as co-conspirators after the fact in this Biden thing?
That's tough. I mean, it's tough. I mean, I feel like they are. I mean, they know they're covering up crimes. I mean, I feel like the Times and the Washington Post and the NBC, ABC, CBS, I think they even know better because they've been involved in this since the beginning. They now know that the Russian collusion was made up by Hillary Clinton. So for 4 years, they were trying to frame President Trump. I hope the American people realize that. I mean, I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. You can't let that happen. Are big tech, are they criminally liable? I don't know. I wouldn't want to say that. You know, I was a prosecutor, and you got to be careful about that. They sure as heck are morally liable, and they're doing something that's totally un-American. I mean, they're cutting down your ability to be able to have that recording so you can listen to it. Now, I'm going to put it on my website, RuizCommonSense.com. So you'll be able to listen to it sometime tonight if you want to hear it, you know, carefully. But that's what we got to do. We got to go around them. Do you know I spend my day on radio and television in Ohio, Wisconsin, Florida, in the swing states, trying to get this story out? I kind of go around the Iron Curtain. I feel like they might, you know, if they find out, they're going to come and shoot me or cut off my my ability to communicate. So now we're going to go to Joe in one of my favorite places, Astoria, Queens, because my grandmother, my father's mother, lived in Astoria, Queens.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Hi, you know what? I just kind of had an easy one for you today. I was just wondering, like, in the next couple of days, are there going to be any more revelations? I'm sure
yes.
You probably can't allude to them, but are there going to be more revelations?
No. The one today... I just found out about it about 11 o'clock this morning. We haven't been able to go through the whole thing. The thing is gigantic. So today, some of these brilliant kids found these right. 4 hours of audio tapes. And I don't know, Joe may be on there. We don't know yet. But the first one they came up with, Hunter, is describing his partners in the deal and Joe's partners as a Chinese spy chief and a Chinese intelligence agent. See, this whole deal with CEFC, which is one they're talking about, I know it's complicated, but this was an intelligence operation to envelop the Bidens in a partnership with the Chinese communists so they could own Senile Joe if he ever became president. And they think he's going to become president. I mean, they're doing everything. China's doing everything they can to get him elected because they own him. I mean, just consider how much money you're going to cost China when you elect Trump. They will have invested somewhere near $50 to $60 million in Joe. And they're going to get Trump. You know what he's going to do to them? He's going to straighten them out. That's what he's going to do. Because China is, to some extent, a paper tiger. And I'll explain that in more detail some other time. But I want to get one more call in. Alan in Westchester County.
What an honor, Mr. Mayor. I'm a Twitter follower of yours, and I voted for you in... to be mayor in New York City, just to let you know.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Like you, I'm also a writer. And, you know, I hope that you can pass on my request to your longtime friend. First of all, I'd like to say that most politicians just want to be part of the D.C. crowd. And, you know, into the insiders, it's pretty reasonable to say. Would you agree with that, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, you're right on target. It's a sickness. You're right. They want to be accepted by the Washington Post and all the people who have cocktail parties. And they don't want people to say, oh, they're right-wing conspirators and they're terrible. And they want them to agree to, all the stuff they agree to. And if you don't, you're dumb, stupid, and deplorable.
I suppose this is where Donald J. Trump's different. See, he doesn't want to be an insider. And I request, this is what my request is, that on the campaign trail, he can proudly exclaim and proclaim over the next 4 years, he will never be an insider, that he will always be an outsider for us. Because, you know, he's one of us. And these next 4 years, I think that this can be a great promise.
You got it, Alan. And I'm gonna pass that on. That's great advice, Alan. I mean, that is great advice, and it's exactly correct. He's an outsider because they fear him. See, they had a whole, you know, this corruption of the Democratic Party, the top part of it, goes back to Bill Clinton. You never had a more corrupt president than Bill Clinton. He was a crook when he was a governor of Arkansas. He and Hillary were small-time grifters, shaking down everybody in Arkansas. And then he was doing everything else to people in Arkansas. Then he became president. They start selling the Lincoln bedroom. And then they became Secretary of State, and they made hundreds of millions. So this is kind of the pattern they set up. And the Bidens, I don't know, can be a close contest. Who made more? I mean, because the Bidens were doing this back in Delaware. They were also grifters back in Delaware. James, his brother, was probably the most crooked lobbyist in Washington. And who was the guy that carried the ball? Joe. So, I mean, you got to get rid of these people and remake the Democrat Party into the great party that it used to be. And it can be done. Well, I'm Rudy Giuliani. With Common Sense, we're going to uncover the truth and get to a solution on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Mayor Rudy Giuliani on
77 WABC.
Welcome back to our show. A big day today. I don't know if you know how much of an impact that revelation of that audio tape has. I mean, that's Hunter Biden. That means it's his hard drive. You know, it's always been his hard drive. Democrats get away with the biggest bunch of bull because 80% of the press is in their pocket. And they lie for them. I don't know why. I don't know what they did with their integrity. Why would you want to cover up a crime like this? The Bidens have been taking money for 30 years, selling Joe's office. James, Hunter, Sarah, and who knows who else. And I'd like you to consider what a bum Joe Biden is for using his drug-addicted son as his bag man. Mafia guys, actually, some of them wouldn't have done that. This is a guy without any morals. This Catholic stuff that he wears on his sleeve. Whew. Okay, so we go to Maggie now in Staten Island. Hi, Maggie.
Good afternoon, Mayor. It's such an honor to speak with you.
Oh, it's nice to talk to you too, Maggie.
I have two questions for you.
Please.
One is, how does this reflect on Preet Bharara, since he was the Southern District U.S. Attorney?
You mean that joke of a U.S. attorney?
Yeah.
You mean Chuck Schumer's chief of staff, who became a U.S. attorney and is like, I don't know, now he's on TV attacking Trump all the time. I mean, what a sad U.S. attorney he was.
And
how does it reflect on him? Well, it sounds like he's the one that they called.
Right.
It sounds like they just called the U.S. attorney. Hunter calls the U.S. attorney mm-hmm. and says, get me out of it. Because, they never got called as witnesses. I mean, Hunter has had about four different people that he's done business with that have all gone to jail. Somehow mm-hmm. Hunter doesn't go to jail. Hunter never gets questioned.
Right.
Hunter never gets subpoenaed. Joe never gets subpoenaed. The Southern District, way back, October, November 2019, got all the allegations against Joe Biden handed to them on a silver platter by a lawyer named Bud Cummings, who's willing to testify if anybody had listened to him. And he said he was shocked that the U.S. attorney would not pay attention to them. All he was interested in was going after Michael Cohen. In other words, get Trump, get Trump, get Trump. Let's not be distracted by the fact that it's the Bidens and the Clintons who are committing the real crimes. That's what we're dealing with here. It's very sick. It has completely distorted our Department of Justice. And although I think Bill Barr has in many ways done a good job, he really hasn't gotten to the bottom of it. And he hasn't rooted out the corrupt people, because they become corrupt when they're like that. But that's a good question. What about Preet Bharara? Preet Bharara is suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, Trump hatred. And when you suffer from hatred, you lose your conscience. You lose your rationality, and you justify anything you can do to get the person you hate, because it's a sickness. Mike in Bayshore.
Hey, Mr. Mayor. So great to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, Mike.
Thanks for being a true patriot. Just a comment I wanted to, maybe you could get this over to President Trump, excuse me, a lot of respect. I would love for him in jest to stay on his campaign, one of his campaign rallies. And maybe one day when the truth is revealed and the light is finally shown on all of this corruption, which is maddening, that maybe one day Joe and Hillary could be arranged to share the same jail cell.
It saves us money, right?
Honest. It's honest.
I don't know. Who do you think could come out of that ahead? I bet on Hillary. Joe doesn't look like he's, you know, he's only about half there right now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the guy thought he was running against George yesterday. Can you believe what fools the Democrats must think we are running this demented guy for president? Every time he shows up with the stupid mask on, I mean, I'm running against George and George Trump.
Let the red wave begin, baby.
Man, this guy, the brain is going fast. Then his wife was introducing him. Did you see him walking back and forth in the back? He was in back of her going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I know this illness. This guy has dementia or Alzheimer's. And they're running him for president of the United States. He's been in the Senate 186 years, he said. I mean, people don't make mistakes like that. I've been in the Senate for 186 years. So let's go to Nick. I think it's Nick. Oh, no, Jim in Seaford. Jim.
Hi, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How are you?
Good, fine, thank you. I'd like for you to give the President of the United States this new name. It's
okay.
Called Undercover Boss. Did you ever see that program on television?
No, I never did. I heard about it, but I never saw that.
It's a CEO that owns big companies, and he disguises himself to go around and look at all the workers that are working for him. They don't know who he is when he's all in disguise. So they finally, at the end, he sits down, and when they see him, they can't believe it. And what the whole drift of this undercover boss is the fact that he gives out thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to people who really deserve it. They break their back. They hustle for him. They give him a great business. They give him a good name.
Oh, and so he's just, you know, the opposite. He's just the opposite of Biden.
It's unbelievable, really.
So
unbelievable.
Biden took in millions from the Chinese, and he caused Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, Wisconsin millions of jobs because he let China raise the tariffs to such an extent that he wiped out our steel industry, our automotive industry. And Joe got paid for it. I mean, people in Pennsylvania should know that. I mean, it isn't just it happened by political decision-making. It happened because the Chinese made the Biden family multi-millionaires. And if you want a guy owned by China in the White House next year, then you're crazy. So now we'll go to Joe in New Jersey.
Hey, how are you, Mr. Mayor?
I'm good.
All right. So I'm a retired NYPD detective who worked for you. And
congratulations.
And, thanks. I know you can't say this because there is, you know, the laws protecting the identity of minors. But I'm reading between the lines, and it seems like it's.
You want to get me really mad? You want to get me really mad, officer? Yeah,
hello?
There's stuff on there about the endangerment of a minor. And Joe Biden didn't do a damn thing about it. And
right,
neither did the FBI.
And
neither did the Delaware police when I stuck it down their throat. This is disgusting. It's disgusting. And it's going to come out, but it's disgusting what's going on. I mean, the political corruption is the stuff you got to concentrate on. Because this man can't get within 1,000 miles of the presidency because he's a complete crook. And he's a total dope. He's always been a dope. And now he's a demented dope. This is ridiculous. This is a ridiculous candidate for president. I'm running against George. God, what do you need to know? I pledge allegiance to the flag of you-know-who. God, but don't get me on the children thing because there's certain ways in which I have to reveal that within the parameters of what's proper. All I can tell you is, as a father, I mean, I kind of liked Joe a long time ago. I met him 40 years ago. He was introduced to me by a classmate of his who told me he was the dumbest guy in the law school class, but a nice guy. As I watched him over the years, I could see he was dumb. I'm pretty good at picking out dumb people. The press isn't. I never thought he was a crook. Man, he's a big crook. Big, big, big crook. And I'm going to say this to him directly. Joe, you're one lousy father. What you did to your son, God's going to deal with that. You don't take a drug-addicted son and put him in this kind of business, Joe. Now, I don't care if the New York Times and all these idiots are sucking up to you and they don't want... I know who you are now. You're a narcissistic father who didn't give a damn about his son. All you cared about was having people that could protect you getting your money. So you used up your son, your brother, your sister-in-law. You used them to collect the money. You took half. You got the five big houses. And your son got to be a worse and worse and worse and worse crack addict to the point where I got a picture of him with no teeth. What a father you are. You should be ashamed of yourself. And I think really if I saw you, I won't do it because the Secret Service would arrest me. I'd really like to spit in your face. Just like to spit right in your face. Not. I mean, I dealt with a lot of criminals. And there's some criminals I can deal with professionally. You should just go to prison for that for about 20 years. But for the kind of father you are, I'd like to spit in your face. You're disgusting, what you did to your son. Hunter Biden is not the bad guy here. There's one bad guy here. It's the guy who made all the millions. I mean, it's the guy who's been the dumbest guy in class since he was a kid, and he probably has some kind of freaking complex about it. So let's go to Larry in Brooklyn.
Yes, hello, Rudy. Hi. You know, as dumb as you say Biden is, I bet you he's smarter than Obama, who probably became editor of the Law Review of Harvard through affirmative action. My point is this, is that... My point is this, is that the reason people don't believe all these allegations or have a hard time believing it against the Bidens is because they look at everybody's giving Obama a pass. I mean, you implicated the Clintons and the Bidens, but you don't say anything about Obama. This man may have stolen millions himself through the kickbacks, the Chrysler, and all those other bailouts. It was never looked into. That's why maybe Biden took the permission to do what he did. Because who would work? I mean, if you're under the scrutiny of an honest man, are you going to make a move? Are you going to take the liberties of what
that's
Biden,
a, that's, Biden that, man, that, that's a really, really good point. I mean, I think back when I was mayor. If I had a deputy mayor or whose son was working for a company that was a conflict with the city, I mean, I would have called him in and said, what are we doing here? We got to unravel this. I mean, at the first moment, I would have done that. Obama sits on it forever and ever and ever. So I have to conclude one of two things, that Obama is what he told Barbara Walters in an interview that was covered up by the Obama-sucking media. And it was, I'm lazy. I think there's a big lazy streak in Obama. Or number two, Obama was from Chicago, and this kind of corruption was perfectly acceptable. I do think it's going to turn out, one way or another, that the Obama administration will be the most corrupt administration in at least 100 years. I really think that. And let's see if that's, I mean, from what I can see, it's coming out one after another on this hard drive. There's so much to it. I mean, the one today surprised me. Well, thank you for your calls on the Tunnel to Towers Foundation hotline. Help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunneltotowers.org. That's tunneltotowers.org. I'm Rudy Giuliani, and with common sense, we'll uncover the truth and get to a solution on Talk Radio WABC 77.
We are New York, talking about what matters to you. Now, it's former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Well, your contribution today as you, smartest audience in radio, 100%. So I want to go to George in Morristown so we get in another New Jersey call. I try to spread it around. We got Brooklyn, Connecticut, Morristown, New Jersey.
Hey, George? Mr. Mayor, how are
George,
you,
George, you may be the guy that Biden's running against. He said he's running against George. He says he's running against George. It could be you.
That's what I'm calling for. No, Mr. Mayor, this is really serious, and here's
Please
why.
Please tell me. I know. I kid around too much. Everybody tells me that.
My dad is 78. I have five siblings, and my dad has onset of Alzheimer's.
I'm sorry.
I'm recognizing too many things. He calls us by each other's names. He confuses where we are. He's in a good shape, but he confuses where we are. But the part that nobody talks about is whenever we ask him a question that confuses him, he gets angry. And he says, what are you talking about, man? So I'm going to tell you, this is very serious. Because when the media asks him smallest question and he gets angry, he's not angry at the question. He's angry because he's confused. And we are a heartbeat from having Kamala Harris. So it's a lose-lose situation. This is very scary.
And can you believe that our media is so crooked, they cover this up? George, I know exactly what you're saying. About 4 weeks ago, I did a podcast. You can get it at rudyscommonsense.com with two doctors, serious doctors. And I had them spend about 3 weeks looking at Biden's tapes, going back 10 years, 5 years, and now. They both came to the definitive conclusion that he's suffering from some form of dementia. One of them was sure it was Alzheimer's. The other wasn't quite as sure because there are different kinds of dementia. And some of the things they pointed out are exactly what you're saying. He gets angry when he gets confused, like when he threatened to, what was he going to do, push-ups with that guy. And those outbreaks they pointed out as clear symptoms on the DSM-5 of dementia. Then they said they get very confused with numbers right away. And Joe Biden can't get numbers right ever. He can't say $167,222.67. He can't say that. He gets, like, confused. And finally, he can't remember the beginning of the conversation, which is why I wanted President Trump to let him go on. Because I've noticed, because I studied him really carefully, he begins a sentence, and he's talking about COVID. And he goes on about COVID for about four sentences. All of a sudden, a little funny thing happens in his eyes. He can't remember what he's talking about. So then he begins talking about how Trump didn't handle the terrorism correctly. And now he's lost completely. Now, during the debates, Chris Wallace and even Kirsten Welker, who I believe was much fairer than Chris Wallace, I don't mean to, but she did try to help him. I mean, it's almost a natural instinct to help a guy that's as pathetic as that. But you're onto something. You're a smart guy. My audience is a lot smarter than the media. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. Maybe we'll have a big surprise off that audio. We're going through it all night. We got four more hours to go of Hunter talking. And all he's talking is crime because that's all they do. This is the Biden crime family, my friends. If they were Italian, you'd have no problem with it. Bidino, no problem. God bless America, because we're going to come out of this. We're going to win. God's going to get us through.